Leading off the top of the second inning for the Mudcats, the designated hitter, number 8, Jackson Chorillo.
Welcome back inside Segra Stadium. It is the top of the second inning, and we're scoreless. Jackson Chorillo leads off. The righty DH takes a first pitch fastball just off the inside. For a 1-0 count, Chorillo, Kiro, and Chirinos, 4, 5, and 6. Bat against Miguel Uyola. Works into the second inning for the first time this year. Brian Salgado is scheduled to come in behind him. They're going to try and stretch Uyola a little bit more and more after he debuted here at home against Kannapolis a couple weeks ago. 0-1 pitch, make it the 2-0 pitch, is down and inside.
It seemed like there were a lot more restrictions on Miguel for that start, but as we get, you know, into his third start, maybe a little bit more flexible depending on how the outing goes rather than a set plan.
Kick and a throw is bounced out to short for Leo Stanley Molina. He comes in, gloves one hand, taps that mitt, and fires on to first to retire Jackson Chorillo. So Miguel Uyola is retired for 3 of 4 that he has faced. Only Henry Mendez got a base hit and started our ball game at the top of the first, and now it's Jefferson Kiro. Uyola ran a couple fastballs in on the hands of Perez and Garcia, got a soft liner back to the mound, turned it to a double play, and then another one that came his way from Eduardo Garcia. And this one hit off the end of the bat, dying quick in right center field. But Whitaker coming on, and he's able to close in, make that catch just below his knees. Was playing a little bit shallow against Kiro, and that positioning paid off. That was some soft contact off the bat. And Uyola's done a good job of just missing barrels right now, whether it's in on the hands, off the end of the bat. Carolina's been unable to really get much exit velo out of Uyola so far. Now it's Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, taking a strike to start his at-bat, 0-1.
That fastball's had a lot of run to it, whether it be to a right-handed hitter or a lefty. It just kind of comes in quickly on your hands.
Tries to go inside on Chirinos and missed a little too far in. Chirinos, a 217 hitter over 24 games. He has 20 hits this year, a couple of doubles, one home run, 17 singles, though. And here's a line drive hit the opposite way, touching down in shallow right. Quincy Hamilton quick to grab it. And a two-out single for Chirinos. Gives the Mudcats their second base runner in the early going.
Another one in on the hands, but this time Chirinos able to fight it off to the right field line and just able to drop it in there. So, hey, you'll take that in an at-bat as a pitcher, generating some soft contact. Sometimes it doesn't always work out, but that fastball looking really good for Uyola.
First one home, down and inside to Jeremy Vargas. Yeah, inside out in that baseball. That was the same type of pitch that shattered those bats in that first inning. And Chirinos able to keep the lumber intact, get on base. Vargas in a 1-0 count. He's a 210 hitter. And like Chirinos, playing in his 25th game of the year. Been a part of almost every game for the Mudcats this season. Home runs, 6 driven in, 12 walks, 20 strikeouts. And there's a hack at one up high to bring it to 1-1. Miguel Uyola, the 19-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Missing just a little bit down below the zone. Not by much, though, on that breaking ball. 2-1 count on Vargas. Walks were an issue for him his last time out. Gave up 4 of them, but good to see him in the zone today throwing strikes up and inside. That'll bring it to 3-1. Hitters count for Jeremy Vargas and extended on the 2-out single by Jesus Chirinos. Cody Orr all the way over towards the middle. Wide open right side. Runner on the move as the pitch comes home and a foul tip is squeezed by Guillamo. It'll fill the count, though, and a stolen base for Chirinos.
At the end of the day, you'll take that. You know, pitcher two away. You're focused on getting the batter out. 3-1 pitch, challenge fastball, just able to sneak it past the bat of Vargas.
Here comes the throw on the way, and it is hit sharply out towards short. Routine ball for Leo Stanley Molina. He picks up and throws over to first to end the inning. Two-out single by Chirinos, but he's stranded in scoring position. Miguel Uyola, his longest start of the year, has fired two scoreless frames. We go to the bottom of the second inning next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
On the T-shirt toss. Who wants a T-shirt?
Get a little keep it down on the low key. She know how it feels. I saw the shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was singing in my ear. You would think that she know me. Decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to walk out.
On the mound for the Mudcats, Israel Puello.
Feed me down, 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 Peria. Gotta be in a rush, I can't be running out of time.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 10, Quincy Hamilton.
Scoreless game in the bottom of the second inning, Quincy Hamilton leading it off. Against the Carolina right-hander, Israel Puello. He misses downstairs with ball one. Umpire going to have to do a good job of letting the pitcher and these hitters know the count, at least here in the early going. Looks like that left center field video board, one of the nicest in the Carolina League, might be acting up a little bit today. It's been frozen on Henry Mendez, the leadoff hitter of our ballgame, in an 0-1 count. So hitter's going to have to be a little more alert of the count at the plate. I think we saw a little bit of a mishap back in the second inning when it was a 3-1 count. Jesus Chirinos put the head down, started running as the pitch came home. He's a guy who hadn't attempted to steal a base all year long, and you could tell it wasn't a very aggressive break. So I'm thinking that he thought it was a 3-2, two-out pitch. And fortunately for him, he ended up coming up with a stolen base, but Jeremy Vargas rolled out to short, ending the inning. Carolina is left one in scoring position so far. Here comes the pitch home to Hamilton, and he drives it left center field for Scipio and starts back now in and makes the catch. A little bit of a breeze coming slightly in towards left center field. Not super hard gust today, but you can see those trees kind of swaying back and forth over the center field, right center field wall, and see if that plays an effect on any of the baseballs today.
I don't blame Scipione for taking that first step back. It looked like that ball was going a lot further than it actually did. That's a good thing as an outfielder. You want to have that first step back rather than in. It's a lot easier to recover when you're going back rather than starting in.
Cody Orr takes a rip at the first one, fouls it out of play. 0-1 on him as Puello winds and delivers. And Orr swings through a slider. No balls and two strikes. Cody yesterday came up with a single, finished 1-for-4. Scored the only run of the game for Fayetteville on that RBI single from Whitaker. Breaks his bat, sends a pop out to second base. Vargas drifting into the shallow right center field grass, makes an over-the-shoulder grab. And right now, Louisville slugger is keeping in business. Bats have been getting broken all across the diamond so far. And a couple for Carolina and one for Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Let's have a bonfire after the game, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Mariano Rivera would be proud somewhere about all these bats getting shattered. Really good job by both starters so far of establishing the inside part of the plate.
And here comes the birthday boy, Joey Loperfido. Happy 23rd birthday to Joey. He takes a first pitch breaking ball on that outside edge. Here comes the 0-1 home to him. Another backdoor pitch taken for strike two, so Joey going to have to protect here. Another multi-hit game for him yesterday. Good way to end his final day being a 22-year-old. That was his 10th multi-hit game of the season. And Lo Perfetto continues to elevate that batting average, now up to 311, a team high. The 0-2 offering is, again, an outside slider that he wraps foul along the first baseline for still an 0-2 count. So three straight breaking balls on that outer part of the plate to the lefty. See if Israel Puello wants to go to that pitch a fourth straight time. Brief stoppage. Vargas, second baseman, had to go retrieve that baseball by the rain tarp. Shortstop Garcia shaded up the middle of the diamond to the pole side. Wide open third base line. And Lo Perfetto pops this one up. That'll get over the third base seats and onto the concourse. So four straight pitches in the zone to Lo Perfetto. Puello nods the head. Target set a little low. And Lo Perfetto hits this one right into the shift. Towards the middle, Garcia fields on that shortstop side of the bag. And a backhanded grab by Chirinos at first. Ends 1-2-3 Fayetteville second inning. So six up, six down for Israel Puello in the early going. We go to the third and a scoreless ball game from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
What a tumbler and drink tickets courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers. So cool. Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Ulloa. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Mudcats, the third baseman, number 17, Alberis Ferrer.
Alberis Ferrer starts the top of the third inning. Miguel Ulloa continues his longest start of the season. And to take you through the third and the fourth, here's Colin Casey.
Thank you, Chappie. First pitch up and away from Miguel Ulloa. Again, longest outing. Only went two-thirds of an inning in both of his first two starts. So showing that he can handle it so far, and he gets a fastball by Ferrer to make it one and one count. Ferrer watches one to make it 1-2.
Biggest key has just been throwing strikes. Funny how that works. More pitches in the zone, longer your night is, and figured it might take Ulloa just a few outings to really start to feel it.
Two-strike offering is sent in the air down the right field line. Quincy Hamilton shading towards the line, running out of room, but he's able to make the catch in the couple feet of foul territory down the right field line. So it's one up, one down to begin the third.
Yeah, Park just able to keep that one in play. Quincy played that one well, though. He had his arm out just to kind of get his bearings and press himself up against that wall, and then the ball pulled him a little bit closer towards the line. But he's played plenty of right field. He knows the parameters of this ballpark pretty well.
Arbert Scipione with the first pitch swing, and he comes up empty. Scipione hitting 216 on the season, draws back in the lineup after having the opener off yesterday. Takes a big uppercut swing, and Ulloa blows a fastball by him. So we'll see just how far the leash is on Miguel as he comes in with a fastball called strike three. He gets Scipione on three pitches, and he shows no signs of slowing down. He's got the first two outs of the third in a very efficient fashion.
Well, if Miguel Ulloa can continue to look this comfortable and tonight and then in his future outings, that'll go a long way with the Woodpeckers losing a couple of big arms as of recent, like Jose Betances and Ryan Gusto. You need to kind of have that next man up mentality, and Miguel Ulloa finding his form would be a big in helping fill those voids.
It's a called strike to Henry Mendez, his second trip to the plate. He led off the ball game with an infield single before being doubled off of first on a line drive right back to Ulloa on the mound. And Ulloa continuing to pump the strike zone. Looking to make it his first 1-2-3 inning of the outing and of the season. The pitch, fastball just off the plate. He took a couple of steps towards the dugout but could not get the call. Woodpeckers infield shifting heavily on Mendez, the right fielder for Carolina. The 1-2. This one hit the other way, though, down the left field line. Long run for Corona, but he runs out of room as that one drops into the seats foul. So another two-strike pitch coming as time is called, and looked like catcher Freddie Wilamo was pointing to something down the left side, but umpire puts the ball back in play. Another two-strike pitch. Again, hit to left field. This one's playable. Corona shading in. Under it, makes a catch, and that'll do it. 1-2-3 third inning for Miguel Ulloa as he strides on off the mound. Been a very successful start. Ulloa and company for the Woodpeckers. They look to get the bats going the bottom half of the third inning. We are scoreless from Segra Stadium.
About this one. Okay, you're going to get a chance to vote for your favorite dog. Tell us your dog's name and what type.
This is William. He's a blue heeler.
Okay, William, and he's a what?
Blue heeler.
Okay, this one?
This is Gotti, and he's a chihuahua.
All right, that's dog number two. Dog number three?
Lou, he's a Yorkie.
Dog number four?
Maxwell, a Lhasa Apso.
And dog number five?
Nala, golden doodle.
Hey, Nala. All right, guys, so how this works, you're going to come to the customer table, vote for dogs 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, okay? Vote your favorite dog. We'll come back in 6, and we'll give you guys the winner, all right? Make some noise. All right.
To vote for your favorite dog, scan the QR code on the screen. We'll announce our winner later in the sixth inning. Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Israel Puello. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 22, Yuris Ramirez.
Yuris Ramirez leading things off for Fayetteville in the home half of inning number 3. And Ramirez takes a ball 1 from Israel Puello, who has gone 6 up, 6 down on this Woodpeckers lineup. But here Ramirez takes him up the middle for a leadoff single to begin the home half of the third. Ramirez actually did get some action late in yesterday's game. He came in for Leo's Donnie Molina, who was hit in the hand in the later innings from the pitch. Good to see Molina back in the lineup. No, it's not very serious, but he was able to pinch run for him. And here he's got himself a single.
Yeah, Yuris had quite a few games last year against the Carolina Mudcats before he suffered a hand injury of his own. Had 12 hits altogether against the Cats.
Ramirez on the move. The throw down, not in time. So maybe the pinch running yesterday got his legs loose for the series as he wastes no time taking off and swiping second base. as that is stolen base number 3 on the season for Ramirez.
Yeah, good to see Fayetteville aggressive right away. First base runner they've gotten tonight against Puello. They've been limited, so why not try and get them into scoring position when you have them? They were 4-for-4 yesterday in stolen bags.
Kennedy Corona watches the breaking pitch miss down low. Corona went 1-for-4 yesterday. He himself stole a bag. 5 stolen bases for Fayetteville yesterday, just shy of their team high on the season of 6. So the aggression paying off so far in the series for Fayetteville. 6-for-6 now on the base paths over a game in now 2-plus innings. So Corona with a 2-1 count and a runner in scoring position. Cuello on the move. Ramirez, pitch misses high. The throw is high. The tag is late. And Yaris Ramirez steals himself third while he's at it. Not the best throw from behind the plate by Caro. It was a little high and outside, and Ramirez with another great dive. He had a good one at second, making the difference, and just like that, the Woodpeckers 90 feet away from opening the scoring with no outs.
Yeah, Ferrer couldn't get the tag down in time, but might have saved a run by jumping off of the bag and pulling that one in before it sailed into left.
That misses down and away for ball 4, so Corona earns himself a walk to put runners at the corners, and a big shot for catcher Freddy Guillamo early in this one.
I wouldn't put it past Fayetteville to try and execute a double steal here, too. Send Kennedy down to second base, see if Kiro wants to try and throw down. If he does, then send Urys from third.
It's a benefit of this lineup. It seems like all the guys 1 through 8 can run on the base paths. Guillamo, not the fastest of guys, but he certainly has the bat speed to make up for it as he swings and misses at strike 1. Guillamo just 113 on the season, total of 6 hits, but 2 of them have left the yard. A fly ball should be more than enough as there's a pickoff move. The throw gets away, and scoring easily is Ramirez from third. Corona's up to second as time is called by the umpire. It ended up being a tarp, so everyone will have to stay where they are. It doesn't matter, though, with Ramirez coming home and a bad pickoff attempt benefits Fayetteville. They take the lead 1-0.
Yeah, right next to the rain tarp, Colin, there's a fold-out, an open-up gate, and that ball actually got lodged right underneath the gate, and that's when Chirinos put his hands up in the air, so that ball was deemed out of play, and or at least a lodged ball, unrecoverable baseball. But yeah, 1-0.
Ramo had his hands tied, and I think that one actually grazed off his hand as he's shaking his thumb, it looks like. And he's going to get a moment to shake that off.
Just shows what being aggressive on the bases can do, though, to the mind of a pitcher. We set it up here in the booth. Fayetteville's running wild right now with Urys Ramirez on the bases. Why wouldn't you try the double steal once Kennedy Corona gets aboard? Well, Puello's thinking the same thing on the mound, so he wants to keep tabs on Kennedy. And just the threat of getting aggressive on the bases causes the throw over and then the mistake by Carolina. So you get aggressive and you can change the way that pitchers are thinking, and then if some mistakes happen along the way and only favor you, you'll take them.
Brief meeting with Eric Braun, the athletic trainer for Fayetteville, for Guillamo, but he'll stay in the game. He steps back into the batter's box with a 2-strike count and a runner in scoring position. 1 home in the inning. The pitch fouled straight back. Guillamo not really favoring his hand after that swing, so might have just been a little bit of a stinger. But he's a catcher, so he knows all about taking some deflections off of his body. Got to be tough to play that position. Cuello looks at second, comes home with a breaking ball, and it's fouled straight back. Cuello 2-3 record on the season, so he's seen himself in a lot of decisions so far, and obviously very early, but already on the hook at this point. Corona leads off second. delivery home, and Guillamo strikes out swinging. Got him to chase a little bit high there. And there is the first out of the bottom of the third. So the lineup card flips over, and Tyler Whitaker will get his second chance. He struck out swinging his first time up. Whitaker took advantage of a situation similar to this one yesterday to drive in the lone run of the ball game for Fayetteville on a single to right. Cody Orr on second. And here he tries to drop one down the right field line. It will slice and make its way into the seats. Obviously for Whitaker, bit of a rough start to the season, a little over a month in, hitting 151. But maybe a sign of things to come with him driving in that run. His first RBI since the middle of April. The 0-1. That one on the outside corner. And he'll look to avoid striking out for the second time here with an 0-2 count.
Yeah, it was kind of the third week of April when the average was at the peak for Tyler Whitaker, and it was around 246. That's when the cold spell kind of started for him. So he's trying to get a little closer back to that figure, just working his way through it. But Joe Thon said he's staying positive and showing up earlier than anybody else to get his work in the cage.
0-2, and he is able to fight and foul that pitch off. With Corona drawing that walk, the Woodpeckers have already matched the amount of walks they drew yesterday, just one. So discipline, I'm sure something that Joe Thon harping on ahead of this one, especially with a team like the Mudcats who have struggled with control all season long. As Corona takes off, a bobble by the catcher, Caro, and Kennedy Corona swipes third base. Already three stolen bases in the inning for Fayetteville, and two of them swipes of third. That one put in play, chopped over the shortstop Garcia's head for a base hit, and Whitaker's going to keep on running, but he is going to be tagged out by a mile. So he tries stretching a single into a double, cannot, but he drives in Corona to double Fayetteville's lead. It's 2-0.
Well, Garcia tried to come in on that high chopper. It wasn't too hard hit by Whitaker, so Garcia was trying to close some ground field and then give himself a chance to make a throw home, but he came too far in on it, kind of misjudged the high hop, and with a leap, it skimmed right over his glove. Yeah, Whitaker gets thrown out at second base, but put the ball in play. Good things will happen, and first multi-run lead for Fayetteville in this series.
Cerny flies this one foul. And that play right there by Whitaker kind of just a microcosm of how the base running approach has been for the Woodpeckers this season. Aggressive and sometimes careless at times, but in the end, we've seen the goods and the bad so far in this inning alone. Three stolen bases. Every once in a while, it doesn't work out as Cerny drills this one into the right center field gap. This one could be extra bases. Cerny takes a turn, heading for second, looking around. He's going to try for third. Throw comes into the cutoff man, and Logan Cerny is in with a dive. He's got a two-out triple. Right on cue, Chappie. No hesitation whatsoever when Cerny rounded second. And again, another runner in scoring position for the Woodpeckers in the inning.
Yeah, the aggressive approach on the bases continues. Stolen bases, stretching doubles into triples. I don't think Cerny even had eyes on Joe Thon in the third base coach's box on that play. He was locked in on the center fielder Perez, who kind of slowed up and was slow to pick up the baseball on the track. By the time Cerny was at second base, that ball was still out there on the warning track, so he said, I'm putting head down, and I'm going to extend this thing for three bases. First Woodpecker with multiple triples this year.
Called for a strike to Molina. Yeah, you beat me to the point. A second triple breaks a tie with Corona and Whitaker, ironically enough. 0-1, and Leo chases that one above the letters.
That decision by Whitaker to go to second magnified a little bit now. He would have scored if he was on first base, probably on a swing like that, but aggressive his work so far.
Cuello trying to get out of the inning, and he does. called strike three. Molina goes down looking, but not before the Fayetteville Woodpeckers break through with a pair of runs in the bottom of the third. After three from Segra Stadium, Fayetteville leads it 2-0. Stay tuned right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
In attendance this evening, take a look at the big board, and when you see your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting. Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 13, Brian Salgado. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Mudcats, the center fielder, number 2, Hedbert Perez.
New pitcher for the Woodpeckers, Brian Salgado, as expected, comes in to relieve Miguel Ulloa, after three shutout innings from Ulloa. As there's a breaking pitch that misses high to the leadoff hitter, Hedbert Perez. But for Miguel, it was a really nice outing. Just a couple of hits allowed, three scoreless innings, and probably the most important thing, Chappie, zero walks as that pitch is fouled off.
Yeah, total turnaround for him tonight after dealing with some control issues last time out. Would have been one thing to maybe issue a walk or two today, considering he gave up four his last time out, but he completely found the command tonight and got some run support behind him as well in the early going, which was a nice change to yesterday's game.
Great start for Salgado as the swing and a miss kind of corkscrewed Perez into the ground. As that is now 5 in a row set down by Woodpeckers pitching, one down. Eduardo Garcia looking to change the fortune at the plate. The Carolina Mudcats in their 32nd season in minor league affiliated ball dating back to 1991 across three different levels, including a just over 20-year stint in Double-A baseball. Salgado's 1-0 is hammered to center. Tyler Whitaker, a couple of steps in, waiting for it to come down, makes a catch with one hand, and it's a quick two up, two down to the outing for Brian Salgado. We'll have Jackson Chorio to try to get through a 1-2-3 fourth inning. Chorio, again, a recent call-up from the Dominican Summer League back on May 3rd, so 8 days ago. He has done nothing but tear the cover off the ball since arriving. He's got a 1-0 count. Chorio hit .452, a .1227 OPS. But just the one home run so far. And he's quickly found himself into the cleanup role. And here he hits this one hard on the ground to third. Ramirez fields it on two hops. Throw across the diamond in time. And a 1-2-3 fourth inning for Brian Salgado. Talk about a great start to his outing. We've played 3.5 from Segra, 2-0 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the Haymont Truck Stop, Simba Cam.
the sun. There's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. By the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky, keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life, and it moves us all to despair and hope.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 10, Quincy Hamilton.
In steps Quincy Hamilton to kick off the home half of inning number four. A 2-0 lead for the Woodpeckers. Back out on the mound, Israel Pueyo. Starts off Hamilton with a fastball below the knees. Got Quincy to fly out to left his first trip, and here he falls behind 2-0. Quincy leading the team with four home runs on the season, but right now the Woodpeckers are in a bit of a power outage. They've gone three games without recording a home run, the longest drought of the season as a team for Fayetteville, as it's a 2-1 count now to Hamilton. But in the end, tonight so far, they haven't really needed the long ball. They've gotten it done on the base pass to make a difference and lead to those two runs. 3-1 to Hamilton.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to tell yourself, well, a solo home run is as good as a errant pickoff throw that scores a run.
Big cut, 3-1 by Hamilton. He fouls it off of Caro's mask. And Hamilton leading in a litany of categories for Fayetteville, including runs, hits, total bases, doubles, home runs, RBIs, and all three percentages of the slash line. And here he hits this one on the ground to short. Fielded cleanly by Garcia. The throw a little high, but Torino's using all of his tall frame to make that grab. That's out number one. Cody Orr, one away, steps in, popped up his first trip. Orr owns the longest on-base streak by a Woodpecker this year as he watches ball one. He's able to get it all the way to 19 games. Orr fouls one down the right field line. The next closest was a tie of three guys with 12 game on base streaks. Miguel Palma, Quincy Hamilton, and Tyler Whitaker. The impressive thing about Whitaker was he had 12 hits over 13 games for a 12 game hit streak. Mr. Consistency during that stretch in April. 0-2 misses just a bit high.
If you actually go back to Palma's final games in 2021, and then you add that to his start of 2022, it's a on-base streak that totals, I believe, when I was looking at it, 28 total games between the 2 years, and that's right near the top in franchise history.
Didn't even think about that going back to last year as Orr draws ball four, so he fell behind early in the at-bat, able to come back and work a walk, and that's really just the MO for Cody Orr all season long. He's just found ways to get on base paths. With his speed, that's a real luxury. He has seven stolen bases on the season, and I would not be surprised to see him in motion on first with one out and Joey Loperfido at the plate. First pitch, good secondary, but Orr stays put. Loperfido watches a called strike one. Loperfido grounded out to short, ending the second inning. And tied for the team lead in hits with Quincy Hamilton. Throw over, or back with a dive. Playo comes set, comes home. Fastball just off the outside part of the plate. Interested to see how the Mudcats approach this in terms of their bullpen. Seems like they've been very reliant on a group of guys specifically rather than kind of spreading the wealth. As Orr's on the move, the pitch is outside. No, caught the corner, a dive, and Orr is out. Caro had a couple of wild throws from behind the plate early, but he was right on the money with that one, and Orr is caught stealing for out number two.
Yeah, strike was called on Lo Perfetto as well, so that'll put him at one and two. Orr had the right idea to dive towards that back corner of the bag, but like you said, Colin, accurate throw from Caro, and he had a little extra juice behind that one after Fayetteville kind of been running rampant on him to start the night.
Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Lo Perfetto. That's the third time that Orr has been caught on the base paths this season. Lo Perfetto fouls it off. Lo Perfetto's actually been caught five times. But he had two steals yesterday without being caught. Utility player out of Duke. Awaits the 2-2 pitch, and it's outside. And Lo Perfetto's really stayed in that sixth spot all season long. Joe Thon's kept him there, and why not? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. He's been hitting from that hole, but here he hits a slow roller to second. Charging is Vargas, flips to first, and the inning is over. So despite a one-out walk, a great throw from behind the plate by Caro helps Israel Cuello get out of the inning. After four from Fayetteville, 2-0 Woodpeckers on Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You ready for this? You ready, Maxwell? You can answer too, okay? All right, so Famous Dogs, and you guys, you feel free to help her out. Are we ready? Let's do it. I hope this is the multiple choice. Oh, what? Okay, what is the name of Scooby-Doo's nephew? Oh, wait, I think I know. Wait, yeah. Okay, what is it? A, B, or C? Shaggy? No, she said Shaggy. It's definitely not Shaggy, but it's all right, Jen. It's Scrappy. Yeah, it's C. Oh, my bad. I was supposed to tell her. I'm sorry. C, yeah. I couldn't let her go down like that. I couldn't let her go down. All right, what kind of dog is Slinky from the Toy Story?
Like a dash hound.
A dash hound. She said B, a dash hound. Is she right? B? Yeah. All right, Jen. Okay. Where does Snoopy sleep? In a dog? I don't know. Where does he sleep? Inside of a doghouse, on top of a doghouse, or is it A, B, or C?
B?
B? He's going with B. He sleeps on top of the doghouse. Is she right? Yes, look at Snoopy. Love it. All right, last one. Which dog was featured in the hit movie Like Mike? You remember that movie with Bow Wow, right? Oh, wait. Bow Wow, wait. Bow Wow Super Pig.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Bryant Salgado. Leading off the top of the fifth inning.
We enter the fifth, 2-0 Fayetteville. Woodpeckers looking to end a five-game losing streak here on this Wednesday night of action. Bryant Salgado back on the mound, and back on the play-by-play is Andrew Chapman.
Thanks, Colin. First pitch popped out of play. Bryant Salgado coming off the heels of three scoreless from Miguel Ulloa. Longest start of his season, but he won't factor into the decision today. Salgado delivers that pitch out of the baby blue glove on his left hand. A little contrast in color to the rest of the Woodpeckers' uniforms. Mentioned it on a recent broadcast last time Salgado was on the mound, but I believe it was a lime green glove that he had last year. This year he's going with the blue. Jefferson Kuro, that wide open stance and a bend at the knees, punches a line drive out to right, shallow, and Hamilton won't be able to get there. That falls well in front of him. And Jefferson Kuro has a base hit, third hit today for Carolina. Second time a single has led off an inning. Kuro goes to 1-for-2. But again, just kind of soft contact. Everything's been in on the hands. That one sounded like it was closer to the handle than was the barrel. Couple of knocks coming off just the end of the bat. Jesus Chirinos had a soft liner into right back in the second inning. Here he is for a second time, and he foul tips off Guillamo's mask for strike one.
I think you got to give a lot of credit to John Kovalik, the pitching coach for Fayetteville. Doesn't matter, you know, you lose a bunch of arms getting promoted to Asheville, and it seems like every single guy they trot out there on any given night is ready to go, and we've seen that so far. Miguel Ulloa was really ready to go, and so far Salgado's off to a strong start, and he's been getting better and better every time he's gone out.
Pitches down in the dirt to Chirinos, and it's now 1-1.
Saw a lot of adjustments, too, as far as Ulloa goes. Looked like he was a little scared to attack hitters his first couple of appearances. Since then, very aggressive. Good to see that in the start today.
There's a strike to Chirinos, and it's now 1-2. But your point about John Kovalik is very true, Colin. John, you can find him at the ballpark here at Segra Stadium sometimes at 7:30 or 8 a.m., not only getting his own workout in, but also doing some studying on his pitchers, and he knows each and every guy in his repertoire and his quirks and his routine better than anybody. It's like he's studying for a test every single day. He shows up just to make sure he can coach each arm to the best of his ability, know each athlete that he's talking to and level with them on a personal front. So I think he has been a big game changer for Fayetteville this season and has helped really iron out some of these guys over the last couple of weeks after a tough start to the season. Salgado works a strikeout to Jesus Chirinos and follows up the single with an out. Now it's Jeremy Vargas.
We talked pregame, Chappie, about that big sweeping curve from Salgado. I feel like we hadn't seen it a whole lot. His first inning, to be fair, was a really quick inning, but right there, great punch-out pitch, diving down and away to the right-handed hitter.
Fastball up and inside to start Vargas. Salgado wears those high red socks out on the mound. And here's the pitch. High fastball gets Vargas swinging. For a 1-1 count, he's hitless. Rolled out to Leo Stani Molina. Back in the second. Jefferson Kiro off of first base following his leadoff single to right. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Down and away. Guillamo slides out of the crouch and backhands that one.
Not the only great pitching we've seen here in Fayetteville yesterday for the Houston Astros. Justin Verlander, another outstanding start going 8 innings. Seems like that Tommy John has just rejuvenated him.
Here's a chopper hit out to third. Ramirez grabs, goes to second, or the turn throw to first, and it squeezes through Lo Perfido. He chases it down on the track. Fayetteville retires the leading runner down on second base. No error, can't assume the double play. Jeremy Vargas will make it safe with a fielder's choice. Two gone in the fifth inning. And I think that one was just a little slow getting to Yuris Ramirez on one hop off the infield grass. He had to wait just a bit for it. Got that throw over to Orr accurately. A quick turn by Cody Orr as well. And Fayetteville was able to make that one close. Not sure if it would have even been a double play if Lo Perfido had squeezed that one clean up over at first. Vargas made it a close play running up that line. First one down in the dirt to Ferrer.
Yeah, it would have been double play number 2 of the night, number 12 on the season. Just 11 double plays on the season now for Fayetteville. That's the lowest in the Carolina League. So haven't been able to turn two quite that often so far in the early going.
And here comes the 1-ball, no strike pitch, a little bit up and inside. And it's 2-0. Ferrer is hitless. He flied out to right field and Quincy Hamilton back in the third inning. That was 1-2-3 third for Miguel Ulloa. Finish his scoreless night. The pitch. Foul tipped. Back to the net it goes, and it's 2-1 count. Fayetteville leading 2-0 in this top of the fifth. A throwing error allowed Ramirez to score from third. Back in the third inning, then Tyler Whitaker brought in Kennedy Corona with a bouncing ball into left field. 2-1 pitch, high and very outside. 3-1. You have the 95-mile-per-hour fastball of Ulloa, and then you bring in Brian Salgado, a little bit more of a finesse pitcher out there, has one of the better curveballs on the entire staff. He works out of the stretch. Good size lead for Vargas, and he's moving on the pitch, but the 3-1 is up and outside. That's ball four.
That's first walk allowed in the fifth inning. So another great start to this game in terms of control. We talked about the struggles that Fayetteville's had on the mound with control. I mean, they're second in the entire minor league system in terms of walking batters, but since the start of the new month, they've kind of kept that number in check a little bit. They had a couple of rough games on the mound in Charleston in terms of control, but just one walk yesterday, halfway through this one almost, just one walk so far. That's certainly an improvement and a step in the right direction, showing that these pitchers are really starting to find the plate a little bit more.
The nine-hitter will get a chance with two on and two out. Arbert Scipione watching a slider miss low for ball one. Scipione struck out looking against Miguel Ulloa back in the third. One of three strikeouts by the Fayetteville staff so far. And he lofts this one out to shallow right for Hamilton. Coming forward towards that line, crosses into foul territory, makes the catch in the process. And in a scoreless fifth for Salgado, two scoreless innings of relief. And Carolina leaves a couple runners stranded. We're halfway through it tonight at Segra Stadium. The Woodpeckers lead at 2-0.
Members who support the Woodpeckers year in and year out. Every game this season, we'll randomly select one lucky season ticket member to be our Hutchins High Performance Season Ticket Member of the Game. This individual will take home a prize courtesy of Hutchins Law Firm. Tonight's High Performance Season Ticket Member of the Game is Brenda Booth. Congratulations, Brenda, and thank you for being a season ticket member.
Sin only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection.
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Israel. Uello. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 22, Yuris Ramirez.
Thanks for being with us tonight at Segra Stadium. We're halfway through at bottom of the fifth inning, and the Woodpeckers leading 2-0. Yuris Ramirez climbs into that right side, takes a first pitch fastball from Israel Puello. Carolina starter still out there after giving up a couple runs in the third. Firm strike at the knees, and it's quickly 0-2 on Yuris, who's 1-for-1, singled and scored. Fayetteville's first run in the third. The wind and pitch. 0-2, he just sticks the bat out and spoils it away, foul. Keep the count where it is. This will be the 68th pitch upcoming to Ramirez. Puello bounced back with a minimum fourth inning after issuing a walk, but Cody Orr was caught stealing. This ball bounced out to the left side for Ferrer, cutting in front of his shortstop. Third baseman makes the throw from the fringe of the infield grass and retires Ramirez, who's now 1-for-2, and that'll bring up Kennedy Corona. We'll take it a peek around the Carolina League tonight. Some news to bring you. It's a perfect game so far for the Lynchburg Hillcats. They're in the top of the sixth inning, and so far, 15 up, 15 down, and seven strikeouts for Lynchburg starter Rodney Boone. Kennedy Corona swings and misses at a fastball. 0-1 comes home. That lands for a strike, inside change. And it's 0-2 on Kennedy. Base is empty in this bottom of the fifth. 2-0 Fayetteville. A shake of the head from Puello. He didn't want that one. Now he gets his pitch, and he sears a fastball in there. Strike three. Down goes Kennedy Corona on three pitches. They get him looking. Two quick outs in the Fayetteville fifth, and that'll bring up Freddie Guillamo. Rodney Boone, though, he's a former eighth rounder out of UC Santa Barbara. San Francisco native that was drafted just a year ago in 2021, and He's putting together quite the gem tonight. We'll keep an eye on that one. They're in the top of the sixth, but Boone 15 up, 15 down. Perfection going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the 1-0 home to Guillamo, missed inside, scoots him off the plate. Count runs to two balls and no strikes.
One to watch for Woodpeckers fans, the team just in front of them in the standings. Columbia Fireflies trailing 5-1 on the road down in Augusta in the fifth inning.
Little outside to Guillamo, and it's 3-0. And Fayetteville trying to climb back in the standings. First team to try and overtake is those Columbia Fireflies, who are just a game in front of Fayetteville entering tonight. 3-0 pitch. Green light for Guillamo, and he swung out of his shoes on a high fastball, and it's 3-1. UC Santa Barbara, likely a teammate of Fayetteville's very own Shea Berry back in college. There's a pitch called ball four. Looked like he was in the zone, maybe just a little bit low. But Freddie Guillamo will head to first base on just the second walk allowed by, make it the third walk allowed by Carolina pitching today. Extends this fifth, and Tyler Whitaker coming up.
Freddie himself thought that was a strike. He took a long time before he finally started to make his way towards first. I think he was fully expecting for it to be a full count, but hey, as a hitter, you'll take those favorable calls all you can get them.
Mentioned Shea Berry returning to the club. We should see him debut with Fayetteville in 2022 at some point in this series. Tyler Whitaker, third time up, top of the order. Watching a first pitch breaking ball for strike one. Christian Mejias also returns to Fayetteville. Couple of transactions, adding those guys to the roster yesterday. Fastball away, and it's 1-1. Mejias had Tommy John surgery last year, so he's made long recovery and returns to Fayetteville. Shea had a shoulder procedure, and he's coming back. So great to see those guys finish up the rehab process, get back to playing some baseball here this week. Tapper behind home plate, 1-2, and everybody will hope that they can be valuable additions to the staff, who's recently lost some key contributors in Ryan Gusto, Franny Cobos, Jose Patances, now with Asheville.
Jaquez as well.
Mm-hmm. Off of first, Guillamo. Whitaker swings at a high fastball on the 1-2. Strikes out for the second time, and Israel Puello leaves a man stranded following the two-out walk, but he's been scoreless in 4 of 5 today. It's a 2-0 game as we go to the top of the sixth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hometown hero, Sergeant First Class Christopher Minore, is a Ranger Qualified Platoon Sergeant in Bravo Battery, 1/319th Airborne Field Artillery Regiment, and is a native of Chicago, Illinois. He has 11 years of service with one tour to Iraq and various locations throughout Europe. Sergeant First Class Minore has served in the 82nd and 173rd. He has been married to his wife, Sarah, going on 10 years, and recently added to his family his daughter, Sophia. Fans, let's hear it for Sergeant First Class Christopher Minore. Thank you for your service.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stay.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Mudcats, the right fielder, number 9, Henry.
Top of the Carolina order begins the top of the sixth inning. It is Henry Mendez in for a third time, and he scoots off the plate. Inside fastball from Salgado, excuse me. A 1-2 game, a 1-for-2 night, I should say, for Mendez as a fastball clips that outside corner, doubling up on the heat, and it's 1-1. No runs, three hits, and an error for Carolina. Two runs on three base hits, no errors for Fayetteville. There's that big curve from Salgado, and it falls in for strike two. Mendez is singled, flied out. He'll be followed by Hedbert Perez and then Eduardo Garcia, one through three. Here comes the throw, and it's a bouncing ball towards the middle of the diamond. Molina taking charge. He fields behind the bag and on the move, zips it over to retire Mendez. You said it earlier, Colin. It's great to see Leo Stanley Molina right back over at shortstop. He took a mid-90s fastball off the top of the hand yesterday, and I think he has a little bit of padding in those batting gloves that he wears, but still, sometimes that's not enough. You really worry about it. Now, it's his glove hand. It's not his throwing hand, so a good chance that hand's still a little bit bruised, but he's able to get right back out there, and he's a huge piece to this Fayetteville defense. Just about the everyday shortstop. Perez takes a changeup a little high and outside. Here comes the 1-0 from Salgado, and it's a line drive pulled to right. That'll fall, and a one-out single puts Hedbert Perez on. He's now one for three.
And that's the thing. Anytime you get hit around the hands by a pitch, that's pretty much the second most vulnerable part of your body when you're at the dish, other than your face. I mean, that ball comes up and in on you. It's really tough to get those hands out of the way when you're holding a big piece of lumber in your hands, of, you know, 2.5 pounds. So really tough to kind of get that bat out of the way, and unfortunate for him, but great to see him back in the lineup, and hopefully nothing too major.
Garcia attacks the first pitch, a fastball, and he sends it into the net. 0-1 on the Carolina three-hitter and shortstop, who has popped out on a broken bat flare to the mound and also flied out to center field. Salgado out of the stretch, spins, throws over, and Perez dives back into the bag.
Jeff, you'd also be surprised at how wrist injuries can really plague a career. Nomar Garcia Parr was a guy who had wrist injuries that kind of impacted his hitting ability later down the line after being one of the most prolific hitters in the entire late 90s, early 2000s era.
Yeah, I grew up on Nomar. That was really the first Boston Red Sox that I really followed closely. That was during the Braves years of Chipper Jones. You had him in the NL. And Nomar, top fielder in the AL.
One of the rare guys who is creeping up towards the 400 mark in a given season.
Change up down in the dirt to Garcia. That'll run things to 1-2. Garcia from Venezuela, signed internationally with the Brewers in 2018. And he's a top 30 guy for Milwaukee. Here's the 1-2 home. Reaches out, just barely got the end of the bat on it.
And Milwaukee in the right side history earlier today. Had a tough loss to Cincinnati Reds, but Christian Yelich, for the third time in his career, hit for the cycle.
Against the Cincinnati Reds today. Game where the Reds put up a ton of runs on Milwaukee, but the Brewers still got the headline with Yelich. Here's the 1-2. And he got him looking. Curveball lands for Salgado, and he has his third strikeout of the evening, second out of the sixth. Garcia, as we mentioned, a top 30 prospect, top 15 prospect at that. Number 12 overall, according to MLB.com, has been left quiet tonight after his game-winning single yesterday. And that'll bring up cleanup hitter DH Jackson Chorio. First one his way, bottom of the zone. Guillamo tried to frame it, didn't get the call.
Back to Yelich for a quick second, though. It can't be too often where, in a span of less than 24 hours, you have a cycle and a no-hitter with Reed Detmers for the Angels picking
right up
the no-no yesterday.
Here's the 1-0 home, and a fastball in there, strike one. Yeah, you and I flipped open the laptop yesterday when we got that no-hitter alert, and sure enough, 22-year-old Reed Detmers, who not long ago was in the minor leagues, just, you know, last season, didn't have a ton of minor league innings, not even 100, I believe, in his career, going out and doing that last night. Here's a soft bouncer towards second base. Cody Orr charging on the grass and converting the play. He gets it over to Loperfido, ending the sixth, and again, Carolina leaves a runner on. They've left four stranded over six innings today. And Fayetteville carries a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the sixth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh, yeah. Kiss Cam.
Come on.
Kiss Cam. Let's get it on. Kiss Cam.
Let's get on.
Kiss Cam.
Let's love, baby.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Sugar. Let's get it on.
Kiss Cam.
So much to give. Understand each other.
Kiss Cam.
Since we got to be.
Kiss Cam.
I love you.
Kiss Cam.
There's nothing wrong with
Kiss
me.
Cam.
Loving you. Baby, no, no.
Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
If the love is true, oh baby. Ooh.
Attaboy.
Now don't you know how sweet and wonderful life can be? Ooh, ooh. I'm asking you, baby, to get it on with me.
This Mudcats pitching change is brought to you by North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Mudcats, Edwin Jimenez. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number one, Logan.
Logan Cerny leads off the bottom of the sixth inning, takes a high fastball from New Carolina right-hander. It's Edwin Jimenez taking over on the bump. Behind the starter, Israel Puello gave Carolina five pretty solid innings, just one frame where things kind of got away from him. An errant pickoff throw that allowed a run to score and then a bouncing ball over a plate in infield that turned it to a 2-0 game. That's where we still sit. Edwin Jimenez, tall righty, rocks and fires, misses down and in. And it's 3-0 on Cerny. He'll be followed by Leo Stanley Molina and Quincy Hamilton, 2-3-4, trying to add some insurance here in the middle innings. 3-0 pitch. Very high, and Cerny will head to first on a four-pitch leadoff walk. Fourth walk for Carolina tonight.
Good to see Cerny get on base a couple of times. Had that triple out in the right center his previous time up, drawing a walk here. Sometimes all takes one big swing to really get you back into things. Logan Cerny was the best hitter in the entire league for the first couple of games of the season. See if he can kind of find that spark once again. And he's certainly a danger to run on base paths.
Yeah, he has 8 stolen bases this year. Good size lead down on first and a throw a little late getting over to first, and they're keeping tabs on him over there. Jimenez will use one of his 2 pickoff moves before throwing the first one to Leo Stanley Molina. Final line for Puello today. On the hook for a loss at the moment. 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, both of which are earned, even with a pickoff throw that was errant in that third inning. That's because of a single and a triple that happened after the play. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts for Puello. First one to Molina. Called strike one. Middle infield pinching towards that second base bag, trying to turn two with something on the ground. Curveball falls in for strike two. 0-2 on Molina, who's hitless tonight. Ground out to third and a strikeout looking his last time up in the third inning. Jimenez sets just above the belt, fires in, and a fastball is hacked foul into the screen. Molina will keep it at 0-2. Jimenez comes in with a 4.30 ERA, no record to speak of, making his 6th appearance of the year. Just his 2nd, though, out of the bullpen. He started 4 games this year for Carolina, serving the relief role today. 23 innings, 10 walks allowed, making 11 now with the free pass to Cerny and 21 strikeouts. Molina leans out of the way of a breaking ball, but it's called strike 3 on the inner half. Jimenez rebounds from the walk with a backwards K. Molina now 0-3 with a couple of looking strikeouts, and Quincy Hamilton, left-handed hitter, will give it a shot.
Hamilton trying to keep that hit streak going at 10 games so far. Been able to put the ball in play a couple of times. Solid contact as well, but Hasn't been able to find a gap just yet.
Here's the first one. No, a spin and a throw over. And that's kind of the strategy here for Jimenez. Starting at bats with a pickoff move. That's how Leo Stanley Molina's AB began. See if Cerny still wants to try and get aggressive. Pitch clock right at 8 as Cerny's going to break for second base. Pitch is outside. Here comes the throw down. He slides in head first and gets in safely. Well, Cerny had a great break, a big lead, and undeterred after a couple of checkups down in his direction, Cerny grabs his ninth bag of the year.
And that's why it's so important for Cerny to get it going at the plate. He's a game changer on the base paths. Just unbelievable straight line speed. Easily able to get into second with that steal.
Base hit from Quincy Hamilton could turn this to a three-run game. Stays patient on a backdoor pitch, and it's called a strike, 1-1. Quincy tonight is hitless. Now 1-for-6 in the early going this week against the Mudcats. One of the hottest hitters over the last 10 games for Fayetteville. 15 hits in those last 10 coming into tonight. Drives this the opposite way for Scipione. He's going back all the way to the start of the track and approaching the corner, he makes the catch, sending Cerny all the way back to second base. Hamilton gave it a good ride into the opposite field, but just a little bit underneath it. He flies out for the second out of the inning, and now Cody Orr will try and do something with the man in scoring position.
It's a little surprised to see Cerny that far off of second base. I think he was pretty certain that ball was going to drop. Had he stayed a little bit closer, might have recognized it would have been caught, dropped back to the bag, and with his speed, having to run a ball down the corner, good chance he could have been able to tag up and make it to third.
Jimenez, a couple looks to second base, pumps in a fastball and misses inside.
Thing is, though, with Cerny, the end of the day, base hit with two outs, probably going to score him anyway, so I feel like that's a risk that you can take by taking that pretty large secondary after a fly ball out to the outfield.
Jimenez kicks and throws, and Orr takes strike one. Curveball right over the middle for a 1-ball, 1-strike count. Jimenez, a native of Caracas in Venezuela, international free agent signing by the Brewers in October of 2018. Just 20 years old as Orr lines this down the left field side, but foul into the netting. Got the barrel on that one just a little too early. So 1-2, leadoff walk to Cerny. He stole second base, but is trying to come around. 2-0 Fayetteville, both runs coming in the third. First time since that rally in the third that the Woodpeckers have a man in scoring position. A 1-2 pitch, and Orr drills this deep left field. That's going to send Scipione back all the way to the warning track towards the pole, and did it stay fair? It did not. Started fair territory, but I think that had a good amount of hook on it. Finished, what would you say, Colin? 10 feet, 15 feet left of that foul pole out there?
Yeah, and I think Orr might have known that that one wasn't going to stay fair. He was really trying to will it down the right field line back into fair territory. I like Carlton Fisk.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know if he was quite waving his arms. In your head, though, you're telling yourself, get fair. Cerny stuttering off of second base. Here comes another 2-strike pitch. Orr goes down to get one. It's a line drive out to left, but Scipione has it measured, and he makes the catch at the chest, ending the inning. Well, Cody Orr puts a couple good swings on that baseball, but Logan Cerny ends up stuck on second base, closing the sixth inning. We go to the seventh. It's the Woodpeckers 2 and the Mudcats zip.
Presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka. T. Bright is on the concourse, or let's say the dugout, with our furry friends. Take it away, T.
All right, here we go. These are our contestants. Four out of the five. We've got number one, William, who's a blue healer. Two, Gotti, a chihuahua. Number three is Lou. He's a Yorkie. And then we've got dog number five, which is Nyla and the golden doodle, okay? Are you guys ready? All these dogs look so good, though, right? That's you. You're cute. I like your little fatigue outfit. All right, and the winner is... Did you stick your tongue out at me? All right, the winner is... Let's give it up for Nyla, the golden doodle. Yay! Congratulations, and thank you, guys. Thank you all.
tell myself I might not get angry. Hey, yeah.
Fans, it's last call for any alcohol purchases at our concession stands. Sales will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol.
We're on to the final third of our ball game, top of the seventh inning. That infield dirt receiving a fresh drag. Fayetteville enjoying a 2-0 lead. Brian Salgado has been scoreless out of the bullpen today. He gets ready to face the 5, 6, and 7 of the Mudcats order, beginning with Jefferson Kuro. And to take you through the seventh, let's throw it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Chappie. Is the first pitch just off the plate. Salgado, again, trying to make it four shutout innings to start off his outing. This one a rocket out to right field. Quincy Hamilton right there to make the play. And Caro is retired on just two pitches to begin the seventh.
It's funny how baseball works. We've been talking earlier in this broadcast about just some of the soft contact. It's been soft singles, all four of them today for Carolina. That was the first time you really heard the crack of the bat against a Fayetteville pitcher. A barreled ball by Caro, but sure enough, that barreled baseball goes right to Quincy Hamilton in right field.
First pitch from to Jesus Chirinos is in there for a strike. Chirinos 1-for-2, single and a stolen base, but struck out his last time up in Salgado. In the driver's seat here, looking to punch him out for the second time. And the windup, the 0-2. Check swing. Yes, he did. Strike three. As Salgado continues the rhythm he's been in since entering in the fourth inning. That is his fourth strikeout. He's currently averaging one per inning. So he's hit that benchmark and is looking to make it another 1-2-3, the first time he would have a 1-2-3 since the fourth inning. Two down. Jeremy Vargas, the lone batter to stand in his way. Salgado skips in a breaking pitch to him. Both these teams, it's not too surprising to see a low-scoring affair once again. 2-1 in the series opener yesterday. 2-0 currently Fayetteville. Both these teams in the bottom half of most hitting categories as there's a swing and a miss to even the count. So you've got Carolina, 6th in average and runs scored. Tied for 10th in home runs. Fouled straight back. 9th in on-base percentage. 8th in slugging percentage and 9th in OPS, so about average across the board. And for Fayetteville, it's been a real struggle with everything except home runs at the plate to start the year. 24 long balls, 2nd in the Carolina League. Chopper to short, Molina charges. He's been busy tonight. Throw is in time. It is a smooth top of the 7th inning for Brian Salgado and the Woodpeckers defense. They take a 2-0 lead into the 7th inning stretch here on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast network.
Take buy me some. So it's Packers. At the old, attaboy, Packers, attaboy.
But I'd been forgotten, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I'd been forgotten, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go?
back on the mound for the Mudcats, Edwin Jimenez. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, the power hitter of the game, number 36, Joey Loperfido.
Birthday boy Joey Loperfido leads things off in the home half of inning number seven. Joey Loperfido lines one straight back foul. He is 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. As he will face Edwin Jimenez, who's on for his second inning of work. Loperfido sharply lines this one into right center field for a base hit. Takes a wide turn, but Loperfido drops back to first base to lead off single. Now back-to-back leadoff runners have reached over the last two innings for Fayetteville.
Had to get one on your birthday, right?
Of course.
Loperfido, 23 years old today, and back half of 22, started 23, been marking a good section of his pro career. Continues to hit above 300, and hits keep on coming.
Throw over on Loperfido. Blink 182 once said, nobody likes you when you're 23.
Is that I think same applies for 27, just letting you know.
So the Mudcats don't like how aggressive he'll be on the base paths. Kind of jinxed him right there. The ball gets away from the catcher, Caro, but Loperfido caught a little flat-footed, decides to err on the side of caution and stays at first. Yaris Ramirez, who singled and came around to score in the third, stole both second and third base before grounding out his last time up. Looking to continue his impressive night, and he is hit by a pitch. That's something that, unfortunately for Carolina, they're familiar with. That's the 30th time a Mudcat pitcher has hit a batter. They're averaging just over one HBP a game. Far and away the league leader in hit by pitches, and good start for Fayetteville, albeit a painful one for Ramirez. 2-1 and nobody out.
Yeah, and that's just one of those balls that I think slips out of Edwin Jimenez's hand. Nothing intentional there. He kind of missed inside previously on a changeup. For Yuris Ramirez, though, probably brings back some flashbacks of the ball that ran in, got him on the hand last year. So a little uncomfortable when one comes in on you like that, considering what you've been through.
First pitch swinging, Kennedy Corona out to left field, but Scipione trots back, makes the play. Loperfido will tag from second. The throw is in time. A great throw coming in by Albert Scipione. He hoses Loperfido and a big out number two as the aggressiveness for Fayetteville once again coming back to haunt them for the second time in this one.
Well, you got to credit them for continuing to be aggressive. At the same time, Carolina's gotten some big plays out of left field so far in this series. Yesterday in the 11th, leading by a run, couple of sliding catches by Edbert Perez out there, and now the pinpoint throw from Scipione to pick up a big second out for Jimenez in this seventh.
And now a pickoff play very close as Ramirez able to dive back just in time. Freddy Guillamo, strikeout and a walk so far. Looking, trying to keep this inning alive. Pitch misses up and in. Could be the momentum shift that Carolina has been looking for. Bats have been dormant so far. You get another big play in the outfield. We've seen earlier in the series in game one, they fed off of some great defensive plays that powered them to a victory. Looking to have more of the same here. Guillamo ahead in the count 2-0. Both teams in the top five in fielding percentage in the Carolina League. Ramirez a big lead. Guillamo out in front, fouls it down the left field line. Real comfortable night. Hoping it stays that way. A little bit of rain in the forecast this weekend in Fayetteville. Looks like Friday is going to be the day in question, but the other two starting to look a little bit better. I think it was Saturday and Sunday there was a little bit of rain in the forecast, but hopefully not. Another close play in the second pickoff move of the at-bat. So now Ramirez doesn't really have to worry about a throw over. We talked during one of the breaks earlier how that really can impact an approach on the base pass and really incentivize going for stolen bases. But Ramirez stays put. Guillamo swings and misses for strike two.
Yeah, don't wear your new white shoes outside on Friday.
Yeah.
Got some ugly stuff coming our way. We'll hold that hope as long as we can.
Could be another doubleheader at home. As that ball in the dirt, Ramirez takes off. Throw down is close, but Ramirez dives in safely. Carroll threw that one a little bit on the wrong side of the bag. Garcia, or Vargas rather, did a nice job of grabbing that ball, but he had to reach back across his body to place that tag, not in time. Good aggressive base running, and Ramirez is in scoring position with a full count now.
Yeah, that throw was low enough and accurate enough to almost get Ramirez, like you said though, Colin, I think just on the wrong side of second base. Difference in that one.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And a runner on second for Guillamo. The pitch. Foul tip held onto by Caro. And just like that, the inning is over. So despite getting the first two batters in the inning on base, Fayetteville unable to add to their 2-0 lead as we head to the eighth from Segra Stadium.
One lucky contestant has the chance to score some Woodpeckers tickets. T. Bright has our contestant down on the dugout. Take it away, T.
All right, Anasia. Get it, Anasia. Hey. All right, this is Anasia. She's going to guess our attendance today. You ready for this? Okay, you guys want to help her out. Okay, y'all been good tonight, too, okay? So let's do this. Here we go. A, B, or C. What do you think? A, B, or C. What do you guys think? A lot of B's. What you going with? Pick a letter. Which one?
I think it's B.
Okay, she's gonna go with B. I hope she's right. Let's go with B. Are we right? B, B, B. Yay! Way to go, Anasia! Way to go. All right.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Bryant Salgado.
We head to the eighth. 2-0 still the lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They're six outs away from ending their five-game losing streak. And to take you through these final two innings, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, Colin, trying to even up this series as well if they can grab a win tonight. Fastball down low to Alberis Ferrer. He has walked and flied to right. Brian Salgado threw four scoreless behind the starter Miguel Ulloa. A swing and a strike to Ferrer. One ball, one strike. Salgado's been very economical along the way as well. 52 pitches over his four plus as he comes down the hill, and a foul tip on a breaking ball is held on to by Guillamo. 1-2 the count. Trying to get win number 10 before they get to 20 losses. 9-19 coming into tonight. As the 1-2 is swung on and missed. Down in the dirt, Salgado buries one, gets Ferrer to chase, and he has his fifth strikeout tonight starting the eighth inning.
Run out of adjectives to describe what the Woodpeckers' pitching has been like in the month of May. I mean, outstanding stuff. Another great pitch down in the dirt. Ferrer just couldn't quite lay off Salgado's breaking ball. Just so tough to let that go.
Pitch down low, and it gets to the backstop. Longest outing this season for Brian Salgado is five, so he's trying to even that season high mark. This pitch is hoisted out to deep right for Quincy Hamilton. Starts back and in front of the track, squares his shoulders, reaches up, brings it in. There's two gone in the eighth inning. Carolina down to their final four outs in this one. Still scoreless, 2-0. Fayetteville leading. And back to the top of the order, fourth time through now, Hendry Mendez, the lefty, steps in. That five-inning outing for Salgado came back on April 29th. That was here at home against Kannapolis. He only gave up one earned run over that stretch, so you add up his last couple here at Segra Stadium, and he's pitching awful well in downtown Fayetteville. Bouncing ball, hit out to Cody Orr at second. Two hops, the field, the throw. 1-2-3, brisk inning for Brian Salgado, who's given Fayetteville five scoreless in relief tonight. Has given up just one earned run over his last 10 inside of Segra Stadium. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Fayetteville trying to add some insurance to their 2-0 lead on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Nation night, faith and family night, plus a tumbler giveaway. Don't miss out on all the fun.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Cause I got a roof over my head. The woman I love laying in my bed. And it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever in the night staring back at me. And it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need. And it's alright by me. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be
back on the mound for the Mudcats, Edwin Jimenez.
But it's all the same.
Outer space. Well, that's different.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Thanks for hanging with us tonight at Segra Stadium. It's the bottom of the eighth inning. Fayetteville leading at 2-0. And Tyler Whitaker at the top of the order leads off against Carolina right-hander Edwin Jimenez. Brian Salgado and Miguel Uyola have combined to go 8 shutout today. Whitaker taking a strike, curveball at the knees for a 1-1 count. Whitaker hitting for the fourth time. Cerny will follow. Leo Stanley Molina in the hole. Here comes the wind and pitch. Whitaker fouls it straight back into the screen. 1-2. Whitaker with an RBI single, a high chopper that he bounced over Garcia, the shortstop, who was playing in on the grass. Scored Kennedy Corona from third, made it a 2-0 game. Both of Fayetteville's runs coming in that third inning. And now the 1-2 delivery. Whitaker foul tips, a low curve, but Chiaro able to squeeze it. And Whitaker with the hat trick tonight. Third strikeout, but still, although he's been striking out against the Mudcats, you have to consider their production this week. Fayetteville has scored all of 3 runs, and Whitaker has driven in 2 of them. The RBI single yesterday, RBI single today. Logan Cerny takes one above the belt.
Hey, 250 batting average in today's baseball. That's about league average right there.
Here's the 1-0 home, and a swing from Cerny. Comes up empty on a fastball, 1-1. Cerny has tripled tonight. That was in the third inning. Fayetteville had a good chance to try and add another run after Cerny got to third, but Leo Stanley Molina struck out ending the inning. And on the play before that, Whitaker, on that bouncing ball to left, was thrown out trying to stretch a double. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Cerny lifts the elbows out of the way, and the pitch runs up and in. On the big league front today, former Woodpecker Jeremy Pena continuing his great start to his rookie season. He's driven in 3 runs today. Cerny leans out in front of a curve, fouls it off at his feet. 2-2. 3 ribbies. Houston leads the Twins 5-1.
They're just on a roll right now.
Yeah, Astros haven't lost in well over a week. Cerny swings it one down the dirt, and Kirill picks up, tags out Logan. Back-to-back strikeouts for Edwin Jimenez, who's been rolling along since the sixth. He's had to work around some base runners, but is having his best start to an inning so far here in the eighth. Gave up a leadoff walk to Cerny in the sixth. Allowed a single and a hit by pitch in the seventh, but left a man on. Now it's Leo Stanley Molina with the bases empty, two gone, and the first one a fastball very high. One ball and no strikes. There's a comeback fastball in the zone, outer corner, 1-1 now on Molina. Leo Stanley today 0-3. Strikeouts looking each of his last two times to the plate. The 1-1. Foul tipped and into Kiro's glove for strike two. This will be the 40th pitch of the inning, or rather the outing for Jimenez right here. Rather, that previous one was. This will be 41 for him, and he's trying to strike out the side in order. Molina files it away.
We've seen Whitaker over the last couple of games start to break out of the slump that he has been in. Logan Cerny tonight. Feels like Molina's the guy who's due next to really kind of get his bat back going to what we saw earlier in the season.
Goes up high to get a fastball. This is popped up towards the Fayetteville on deck circle. Kiro tracking it all the way to the net, but it lands on the roof of the Avex Club. Keep it where it is, 1-2. There were some daytime games around the majors today that have already gone final. Cubs over the Padres, 7-5. Giants thumped the Rockies, 7-1 in San Francisco. Brandon Crawford hit a two-run home run in that game.
Yankees continuing to just be on fire. Yeah. 5-3 over Toronto.
Another 1-2 pitch is high to even it up, 2-2. Coming off the Judge home run. The walk-off yesterday, three-run home run. Marlins beat the D-backs pretty good today, 11-3. 2-2 pitch is popped up towards the rain tarp. That'll tail into the seats foul.
Hurts to see as a New Englander, the Yankees, getting off to this hot start. You got to give a lot of credit to that team. They had a lot of questions to answer coming into this season, and a lot of guys in that lineup have done just that.
Molina pops this pitch up to the left side of the infield. Garcia calling everybody off, and the shortstop puts the squeeze on, ending a 1-2-3 inning for Edwin Jimenez. Molina battles with two strikes but goes down, and we head to the top of the ninth inning. Fayetteville trying for the shutout. And Brian Salgado returning to the mound. He's given Fayetteville five scoreless already. He'll try and put up another zero in his sixth inning of work. We got a break. Top nine next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Of a precious child and no mother's love. It's funny how it's a little
back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Brian Salgado.
Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Mudcats, the center fielder, number two, Hedbert Perez.
So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glass.
Top of the ninth inning, and Brian Salgado delivering a first-pitch strike to Hedbert Perez. Carolina two-hitter. He'll be followed by Eduardo Garcia and Jackson Chorio. 2-0 Fayetteville lead as they try and end the five-game losing streak, which began on Thursday last week in Charleston. And even this series with the Mudcats in the process going to Thursday. Salgado quickly ahead. He's through five scoreless tonight. And this ball is bounced the opposite way towards Yuri Ramirez. He fields in front of his shortstop, but delivers a strong throw in time. Perez set down for out number one. Eduardo Garcia will now step in.
I think the impressive thing is the ability for Salgado and Uyola, earlier in the game, they've all just been able to keep the ball on the ground with a team that's known to be hitting the ball up on the ball and driving it into the air all season long.
Garcia takes the first pitch for ball one.
They have the lowest ground out to fly out or air out is a technical statistical term as count. Now at 2-0, 0.85. So anything below one means that you hit the ball in the air a lot. But credit to Fayetteville keeping it on the ground in this one.
And Garcia flies this one down the right field line out of play for a two-ball, one-strike count. Woodpeckers have found themselves on the wrong side of shutouts a few times this year. Got shut out against Kannapolis a couple of times against Charleston as well, but their pitching staff has not blanked anybody yet this year. They're two outs away from doing so. Miguel Uyola, three scoreless to start. Brian Salgado been cruising along since the fourth. Here's the pitch, and swing and a miss. It's 3-2. Salgado has given up just a pair of singles, one to Jefferson Quiro in the fifth and one to Hedbert Perez in the sixth. Garcia 0-3, and he swings and bounces this back to Yuris Ramirez. Third baseman staying active. Long throw in time, a bang-bang play. Loperfido with the stretch. And Salgado's got two outs in the ninth inning.
Haven't really talked much about it. This is just the third game Yuris Ramirez has played at third. He looks like a natural over there. I mean, he's had to make some really big-time plays, two so far in the inning. Chopper kind of backed him up a little bit, so made the throw a little bit longer. Good speed coming down the line by Garcia, but the throw, a perfect one for Ramirez. Woodpeckers one out away.
Chorio takes a breaking ball, knee level, strike one. Three ground outs today for Chorio. You talked about all that contact on the ground, Colin. Chorio's been putting it in the dirt all day long, keeping the Fayetteville infielders busy. He's grounded out to third, short, and second base.
Hope Loperfido's ready over at first.
We've just hit the 9 o'clock hour here in Fayetteville. Our ball game got started right on the dot at 7:05. Woodpeckers trying to play under 2 hours for the first time this season. And this one is hit softly left side. Ramirez charging. He fields. He throws. And that ball is over there in time. The Woodpeckers shut out the Mudcats in an hour and 56 minutes. The fastest game of the season. And Uyola and Salgado cruise through these Mudcats. Nine shutout innings between the two. A 1-2-3 ninth inning. The Woodpeckers even up this series by a 2-0 final. Ending that five-game losing skid. Good chance you just watched the quickest nine-inning ball game in franchise history. We'll have to dive into the record book. But the Woodpeckers blitz through this thing. Hour 56 to grab the winner. And we'll break it all down for you on the other side of this break. Post-game show coming up on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Today's win gets everyone in the ballpark a free cone, dish, or cookie from Freddy's. What a sweet, sweet victory. Fans, make some noise. Woodpeckers win.
Make millions every year. The South champion. Because all I do, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Cause all I do is win, 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 win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Swerving in my low, low. Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed traffic, you know, make me pull out.
Ask you what you laughing at. Represent that mud life. Dirty money, plenty, better get your mud right. We come together holding hands and holler mud life. We all strapping all black. It's like night.
All we do is win.
You riding the what? Cause we riding the night. Now you riding with me cause you wasn't riding
all
the
all I do
right,
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah.
Kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, being sold, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, floss them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, press you up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind.
It's time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, check your watch. This thing's already over. An hour 56. You just watched the fastest nine-inning game in Fayetteville Woodpeckers franchise history, Colin, and it came thanks to Miguel Uyola and Brian Salgado on the mound that helped give the Woodpeckers their first shutout victory of 2022. We have time for dinner down on Hay Street if you want to go grab a bite to eat, but how about the pitching performance tonight? We knew we were probably going to see more solid pitching today after the performance the Woodpeckers put out there yesterday, and Uyola, who hadn't made it out of a first inning yet this year, had the fastball location working for him, and then Brian Salgado found a groove his third time through that order, and he rolled all the way, just a couple singles, and boy, they blitzed right through this Carolina team tonight.
They really did, and for Miguel Uyola, he was known to, you know, get that, those strikeouts, but it came at the expense of high walk numbers. Just one strikeout today, but no walks in three scoreless innings, so certainly a great trade-off for him, and can't say enough about Brian Salgado out of the bullpen, who's tied for the longest relief outing by a Woodpecker this season, six innings time with Ernesto Jaquez, who is now in high A, and Brian Salgado keeps putting together performances like that. Ash will be calling his name pretty soon, but all it took was a couple of runs in the third inning, and sometimes that's aggressive base running pays off. That's really what it came down to, stealing some bases, putting guys in scoring position, and timely hitting. Got a great hit from Tyler Whitaker, two straight games with an RBI for him. Hey, great to see that happen. Anytime you have great pitching, it takes so much pressure off you as a hitter, and it looked like they were having a little more fun at the plate today for Fayetteville, and that can go a long way towards really turning the season around offensively. It's been a rough start, especially at home, average below 200 on the season for Fayetteville, but certainly a step in the right direction tonight, and a couple of guys who hadn't been having great days at the plate. Logan Cerny with a big triple his second of the season. Really starting to look like things are heading the right direction offensively for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
Well, you mentioned the aggressive base running too, and that's what helped get things going for Fayetteville in that third inning. Yuris Ramirez, he stole second base. He got over to third. Once Kennedy Corona reached base, you're probably thinking double steal if you're the pitcher out there on the mound. And sure enough, that aggression drew a pickoff throw, air on the throw. Woodpeckers opened the scoring, and then Tyler Whitaker, each of the last couple nights, has driven in a run for Fayetteville. He added that little bit of insurance with the chopper over the plate in infield, and you put the ball in play, and good things will happen, and that was the case for Whitaker tonight, again, driving in a run for his second straight game. Series is now even. The Woodpeckers improved to 10-19 overall. They grabbed that 10th win of the year that they were searching for the last few days, and tomorrow, with this series tied up, they'll turn to right-hander Zach Matthews, the former Oklahoma Sooner, taking the mound for Fayetteville. 0-2 record, 10.24 ERA, but Matthews looked really solid his last time out, throwing strikes, working three strong innings. He'll be taking on right-hander Alexander Corniel for the Mudcats. 0-3 record with an even 3.00 ERA. We'll have drink specials throughout the ballpark tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday, so discounted beers, discounted sodas. Bring everybody out and have a good time out at Healy's Bar. You'll know where to find Colin and I right here in the broadcast booth. You can't make it to the park, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com or MILB.TV if you want to catch the game on a beautiful HD video feed. So final score tonight, 2-0. Again, the Woodpeckers grab their first shutout victory of 2022. Three scoreless from Uyola. Six scoreless on the back end from Brian Salgado, who earns the win tonight in a very snappy hour and 56 minutes. Fastest nine-inning game for the Woodpeckers in franchise history. Hope to see you out at the ballpark tomorrow. Thanks again so much for joining us at Segra Stadium, and have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday night.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet, you're like I'm broken home to me. I fill my days with the way you walk and fill my nights with broken dreams. I make up lies inside my head like one day you'll come back to me. Now I'm not holding on, not holding on, I'm just afraid that you're gone. Not holding on, not holding on. Beautiful mistakes I make inside my head. I'm in love with the bad. To keep myself from looking soft, I fill my nights with the way you was and still wake up with broken dreams. I make these lies inside my head feel like they're my reality. Now I'm not holding on, not holding on, I'm just depressed that you're gone. Not holding on, not holding on. Beautiful mistakes I make inside my head. I'm in love with the past and I will lie awake.
Myself believe that.